John A. Logan College's district covers all or parts of Franklin, Jackson, Perry, Randolph, and Williamson counties. While the number of students taking classes has continued to climb, the school faces a challenge of those students taking fewer classes. That means an overall decline in tuition dollars. Jake Rendelman is the lone incumbent seeking re-election. He says the panel has been working to address financial hurdles.
We're still going to be able to give a quality education. I'm very optimistic, and when things level out, I think we'll be in good shape.
Ray Hancock has a long history with the college. A former president, he says the school's financial struggles are in the hands of lawmakers in Springfield.
In my opinion, there's going to have to be movement by the Illinois General Assembly to increase revenue, at least to a limited extent, and then there's going to have to be some cuts.
Mandy Little also has a history in leadership at Logan. She served as a student trustee just a few years ago during her time taking classes. She says one way to help boost revenue and help lure more students is to increase flexibility in scheduling.
I think that that's definitely a way to up retention, up enrollment, because we're going to be appealing to people who don't think that they can go to school because they have to work and they can't possibly carry a class load on top of that.
Brad Hearing also went to Logan for part of his college career. He says tough decisions lie ahead when it comes to the budget. That's something he's experienced as an administrator at Heron Junior High.
And nobody wants to hear that things need to be cut, but unfortunately with the state funding at such a low period in time, just like it is in K-12 education, and I deal with that every day, we've dealt with budget cuts through the last 4 or 5 years, and we've not had to lay one off, or no one has had to lose any jobs.
And Jackson County farmer Bill Allstedt is another Logan alumnus. He says budget talks must include a top-down approach.
I think I'm going to have to get there and look things over a little closer before I can give you an answer, but I'm not going to work from the bottom up to do it. I'll come in from the top and work down.
When it comes to money, each of the five candidates says keeping education affordable is critical. Recent graduate Mandy Little says students are a top priority.
The best way to do it is to keep the focus on the students, to maintain that we're delivering a quality education for as low of a price as we possibly can. It needs to be affordable, otherwise it's not attainable.
Bill Allstedt says he wants to protect both students and the taxpayers who fund the college.
There will be some people that will not be able to go to college, or they'll be taking bankruptcy right out of college because, you know, trying to manage a debt and a household income is pretty tough if you don't have the aptitude to do so.
Jake Rendelman says in addition to addressing costs, Logan's leaders must keep track of the job market and change with the times.
We're looking at areas where we should be offering instruction so that students could get certificates or associate degrees. In order to find well-paying jobs so they could support their families.
Brad Hearing says he talks with his current junior high students about the importance of continuing their education all the time. He says Logan remains a viable option.
Their tuition rate, even though they did just recently raise tuition because of necessity, I feel, it still makes it quite affordable for most kids. And a lot of the scholarship programs, MAP grants, Federal Pell Grants, things like that especially are important.
And Hancock says he wants to break down barriers for students hoping to take dual credit classes while still in high school and transferring their college credits to other schools.
Some universities especially, but even some community colleges sometimes don't accept those kind of credits that are obtained in high school. So presently, the issue is coordination and cooperation as much as anything.
John A. Logan College has found itself in the news in recent years because of allegations of nepotism. A board policy on the issue was put in place, but many are still critical. Rendelman was on the board when the policy passed. He says it's been addressed and leaders must be aware.
And it deals with, close relatives as far as if you work there, as far as hiring them, if you're a board member, look at that so that at least you can't hire somebody, and ethically a board member shouldn't be voting on somebody that they know.
Little says there are sometimes unintended consequences to policies like the nepotism rule, but she says it was needed.
We missed out on some really good instructors because of that, or some really good staffers and very qualified people because of the nepotism policy. Do I think it needs to go away? Absolutely not. I think that we need to make sure that we're hiring the most qualified person for the position.
Little admits her husband is a contract employee for Logan. He teaches CPR in the community. Ray Hancock's son heads up the continuing education program, and his sister-in-law is on the board.
I believe in equal opportunity for every person to apply for jobs and have the opportunity to be employed. It then becomes the policy of the college, or it becomes the responsibility of the college to have policies in place where employees are evaluated and promoted or demoted or fired, whatever the occasion may call for.
Bill Alstead says he's not seeking election to benefit any of his family or friends.
You know, it comes to a point of saying there's a lot of people in this district, and how come we have one family that has so many people there?
And Brad Hearing says leaders need to understand the perceptions in the community.
Sometimes there may be a candidate that's related to a board member or an administrator at Johnny Logan that would be the best fit for the job. But you got to think about, too, what kind of perception that gives off to the community when you hire family members and things like that, even if it is the most qualified candidate.
All five candidates say they're looking forward to the opportunity to give back to their communities and to the school they all have connections to. Three of them will get the chance to serve after voters make their choice next week. I'm Jennifer Fuller.